On Friday, the 90th anniversary of the Ahuwhenua Trophy, the prestigious and keenly contested event celebrating skill and proficiency in Māori farming. Grace Rehu from Rangitane and Taranaki was named this year's Young Māori Grower, and the Supreme Award, the Ahuwhenua Trophy, was won by the Wee Pere Trust, based near Gisborne, for the top Māori horticultural enterprise at the awards in Tauranga. The Ahuwhenua Trust also launched Ahuwhenua Celebrating 90 Years of Māori Farming by Danny Keenan through Huia Publishers. That was launched on Friday. And today we're joined by Kingi Smiler, who chaired the Ahuwhenua Trust from 07 through to 2021. And he also wrote a foreword for the book. And he's with us now. Te rangatira, Kingi. Tēnā koe. Thanks for joining us. Tēnā koe. Well, more than 900 guests attended the awards evening on Friday. Can you tell us about the event and some of the winners who stood out for you on the night, Kingi?
Yeah, no, it was fantastic. And as you said earlier, there was over 900 there. So, you know, the hall was full. And we had, a lot of support for all of the finalists from the whānau. And we're really well hosted by Tauranga Moana, where the evening was. And it was really great. And, of course, Grace Rehu took out the Young Grower Award. And she was amazing amongst three other great finalists. Alex Dekere and Erika Henare, and they were, for the first time, all the three finalists were wahine tour, and so that's sort of an indication now that our wahine now are starting to take the lead in many of our industries, and it's great to see that happening. And of course, in the award for excellence, there was Wee Pere Trust, Tere Tor Trust, and Ngāi Tūkairangi, three amazing finalists, and all with fantastic build days with, you know, really large and thriving businesses in the horticultural sector and sort of leading the way for the whole horticulture sector in terms of setting the benchmark for performance and looking after the whenua.
Kingi, the goal when it was set up, and you might touch on the history of the awards, was to improve the overall quality of the work we are doing in the farming and agricultural and horticultural sectors. It seems to be achieving that. And what might you say of the rise in the number of women who are involved in these sectors and how good they are at farming and at growing?
Yeah, well, I think, it's a couple of reflections when we think of the book, and these stories are all covered in the Ahuwhenua book that we released for the last 90 years. I'd say the book is clear that, in the 1840s and the 1860s, Māori were in fact the largest producers of local and exported produce by some significant margin in that period of the first 20 years after the treaty. And then the period from 1860 to 1920, roughly, there were just systemic and serial nature of Crown purchasing policies that basically then dispossessed Māori of all of that land. And that's the history that this book reflects. And I think it's against that context that Te Apiranga Ngata, with the assistance of Lord Bledisloe in 1933, set up the Ahuwhenua competition. And just previous to that, in 1929, because of the huge loss of all that Māori land through Crown purchasing policies, of, you know, many, many mechanisms of how Māori were dispossessed of their lands, Apiranga then brought in, made financing available for the development of the remaining lands. And then with the competition coming in 1933, both those events were the forerunners really now for the creation of what now is the Māori economy for Ahuwhenua and the lands that remain. And it's certainly a thriving business today. But the inspiration and the instigation of that came from the competition of Te Apiranga. And through that whole period, there are many stories in the books of just how the men and the women at that time, but more often than not, the men got recognition. But in fact, as we know, in all these things, it was the partnership And the partnership with our wahine was certainly now been highlighted in the last 20 years, the contribution that they're making and continue to make.
Tēnā koe, Kingi. We've seen the adding of other categories, horticulture, then the alternate years of dairy and sheep farming. You've had a long involvement with the Ahu Whenua Kaupapa. How does the competition differ today from your time at the helm?
Well, I just think it's getting stronger and stronger, basically. But over time, the network has grown. There's been more profile and knowledge of what's happening, and we find now that this is just creating more and more opportunities and recognition, and the developments that are occurring both on the land and now into more directly into the market developments is becoming just stronger and stronger as that network and knowledge and performance has been built.
Tēnā koe. Just back to Grace, could you share with our listeners, you might not know of Grace, just some of the highlights of her career thus far?
Well, interesting enough, Grace is just 21, a young mum, and she's the leading hand for turners and growers in the Puketapu region, which, as we know, was dramatically affected by Cyclone Gabriel recently in Hawke's Bay. And she's just had a recent career there. And certainly the feedback from the judges was these three amazing women were all had great careers ahead of them. And Grace was able to, I guess, get the nod ahead of the other two. But certainly, you know, as you saw on the night, the whakawhanaungatanga and the support of all our young growers, and many of them were there since the first winner of Tangaroa Walker in 2012, were there in the evening supporting the new entrants and supporting each other in the development of their careers. And we see them going from strength to strength, and they've built a real program there now where they're taking more opportunities and taking the opportunities to grow the interest for themselves and their families.
Thanks, Kingi. When I get the chance, I always like to just tag in on some of the other mahi you're doing. Kingi was inducted into the New Zealand Business Hall of Fame, actually recognising his contribution to business in this country. That was earlier this year. Miraka, any updates from your desk there?
Oh, Miraka, we certainly having good developments. We're expecting a much stronger year. Certainly the last couple of years have been challenging in the market with COVID and the China markets, and we've sort of been able to now develop more opportunities and more product range particularly for cream, and we have frozen cream and frozen milk, which we can now have been exporting into Taiwan, for example, and we just see those parts of our business now taking the opportunity now to grow much stronger as the effects of the COVID and the markets start to open up again.
Yeah, and as such, what are you anticipating with Māori involvement in the agribusiness sector now that we haven't shunned COVID completely, but after the significant disruptions that it caused a few years ago, the trajectory of Māori agribusiness, your thoughts?
Certainly, they're well positioned. I think it goes back to, you know, as it says in the book and the tāpira and the work that's been done is around, you know, building for the next generation. And so, you know, those are the kaitiaki that we have today. They're doing their bit now because they know they're handing it on to the next generation. And I think that adds the strength and resilience to overcome the issues like COVID and Cyclone Gabriel. Because we always know that we're just here as the trustees and the stewards for the next generation. And so I think that adds a powerful motivator to the strategy that are employed by Māori. And those strategies, the strength of those strategies continue now to show through in these difficult times.
Great to talk with you about a wonderful celebration of Māori in business and Māori involvement on the land. It's a wonderful kaupapa, the Ahu Whenua Trophy, and King Ismaila has been a great contact point for us. Even though he doesn't chair the overall organisation now, he certainly has a great understanding of why it's so vital that we acknowledge those working on our behalf on the land. Kingi, as always, Māori Ora Kia Koe, thanks for sharing some time with us today.
Sure.
Tēnā koe. Tēnā koe, tēnā koe. Thank you.